Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk Call-In Radio Show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Hello. Welcome back to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb and Duane. Hi, Duane. How you doing today?
Deb, I'm doing absolutely fine. It's a beautiful day. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day here, and I'm very happy to be on the program and talking with our new guest coming up, Cindy.
Yes. Well, we have a guest. I know you're calling from the sunny Okanagan, and for once I'm calling from the sunny Lower Mainland here in Vancouver. But we've got Cindy all the way from Hershey, Pennsylvania. So welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's nice to have you. I know my dad used to love going there for a big car meet every summer, and he would come back with the most wonderful chocolate from Hershey, Pennsylvania. Chocolates we didn't have in Canada. It was the most exciting time of the year to see what he would bring home. So I guess the dogs there have to be very careful. No chocolate.
Yes, you do actually smell it in the air.
Really?
Yeah, really? Well, that'd be, yeah. It'd be like Hawaii for a chocolate lover, wouldn't it?
Oh, I wonder if you'd get sick of it or not.
No, not really.
No.
Chocolate's kind of one of those things that I don't know if you ever get tired of smelling it.
Well, I know you're here to talk about herbs for your pets, at AOL.com, and you've got herbal tonics and supplements. So tell us a little bit about that, please, Cindy.
Okay. I started with the product line Peaceable Kingdom Essentials in 2010. I had been doing animal communication for over 15 years, and I kept hearing from my clientele how they would prefer to look at alternative remedies for a variety of health and behavioral issues. So I decided, did some research, and I studied under Rosemary Gladstar in Vermont and got certification in herbalism, and launched the product line in June of 2010. So our products are USDA certified organic, and they're also Pennsylvania certified organic also. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture actually sets the standard for the rest of the country. So they have very high standards as far as the organic process. The blends are all handcrafted by people that are also passionate about animal well-being, and they're not mass-produced. So I have a variety of products that address a variety of health and behavioral issues.
Yeah, you were mentioning in your press release about behavioral problems. What seems to be probably the most common problem that people actually seek you out for and ask you what particular supplement or tonic is applicable to that? Like, what is perhaps the most common issue you have to deal with?
I would say the big issue is probably stress and anxiety. And we do have a product called Pause a Moment that does help with calming an animal down to deal with, like, thunderstorms or even sometimes around the holidays, when there's a lot of lot of going on, people coming and going and what have you. So we do have Pause a Moment, which helps to address that issue with the pets. So, and it's not going to change their personality, like drug them up. It's basically just going to be something to kind of take the edge off.
Yeah, exactly.
And help them cope with or calm them down in a very nice, subtle way.
I'm hoping we still have Deborah with us. Deborah, are you still there? Maybe not. Tell us a little bit about some of the physical issues that people commonly refer to your particular products to help them deal with their pets.
The physical issues, we do have a flea and tick trio. We sell flea and tick remedies in a powder, a spray, and a bar soap. And the bar soap is actually good for humans, too, if you have a real issue with fleas, to lather up with that soap. It'll help repel the fleas and ticks. With the flea products, they do contain neem oil, and even according to the Daily Puppy website, neem oil is likely to cause a total eradication of fleas on the pets. So it's not only a repellent, it also will eliminate the fleas and ticks. The other ingredients that we have with the neem leaf, which is also an antibacterial and antiviral herb, we have the feverfew and chrysanthemums, and they also cause a paralytic effect on the fleas. And mullein flower is a very good wound healer. And eucalyptus, we also have that in the products because the fleas just don't like the smell. And we have nettle, which also helps to soothe the skin. Some other products we have for physical issues. We do have a senior variety of products. One is Over the Hill, and that's very helpful with strengthening the functions in the nervous system, the digestive system, and also helps with the circular tract with older animals. We have Spring in Their Step, and that is very helpful with chronic joint inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia. And we have Vim and Vigor, which also helps with boosting the immune system and also helps with improving resistance to stress. We have Digestease, which helps support the digestive tract. Also, with the Digestease, it's good for inflammation that may occur with the digestive system. So if an animal may be suffering from colitis or inflammatory bowel disease or irritable bowel, that will help with soothing the digestive tract and help them to absorb more nutrients. We have a detox cleanse, which is really great. It's a real nice blend of toning and purifying herbs to help them if they've recovered from illness, poisoning, or even chemical exposure. It's also really good if a pet has been administered any synthetic compounds or medicines, such as anesthesia. We have Reliever Achiever. That was launched in 2012, and that's a topical spray that helps with minor skin irritations, hot spots, or any abrasions. We have
Cindy,
a warmer...
I've got some more questions I want to deal with, because a lot of people have particular herbs in their own closets and in their own medicine chests, and I want to make sure that there's something that we shouldn't be overlapping. Some people might decide to do a little self-diagnosis. We're going to come back, take a little break here.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Your pet may be sick and not even know it. Your pet may appear healthy, but a vast majority of healthy-looking pets are actually infected with parasites and other infections that do not manifest themselves until they overwhelm the pet and the pet finally appears sick. Sometimes, by then, it is too late. To find out more about how you can help your pet to stay healthy, then go to www.quantumvetcare.com. That's www.quantumvetcare.com. www.quantumvetcare.com.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made. And here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
And welcome back to Smart Animal Talk. This is Dwayne Graham, boys. Deborah Wolf is going to join us here momentarily. We have Araya McGarry, who is joining us from LiveYourLegacySummit.com. Now, in doing shows with Deborah for the past little while, we have primarily talked with veterinarians, people who are directly involved in the pet industry. And what I have to do right off the top is just ask you, Araya, what is the association of LiveYourLegacySummit.com with pets and pet owners?
Very good question. Well, the association
I just want to find out about you.
I honor people that are giving back to the community, and I call them living legends. And in doing that, I'm a huge animal lover. I won my TV show Emmy for featuring a zoo, a rescue zoo called Noah's Ark. And I was kissed by bears and hugged by monkeys. And in my summit, I have honored some pet lovers in places like Noah's Ark that rescues animals. And I've honored a 150-pound Great Pyrenees dog that has done over 190 visitations, humane visitations, I should say therapy visitations, in just the last 18 months. So I'm a huge animal lover, especially a huge dog lover. A dog saved my life when I was a baby. So my love for animals and helping them and helping to give back to charities that help and rescue them is kind of where that line is drawn right there.
Very interesting. You obviously must have a lot of fans in the pet industry that are very appreciative of you supporting their various causes. Is there anything, I know you mentioned you like dogs and anything, but is there any particular cause that you have a direct association with that might be closest to your heart, let's say?
Well, I love the Noah's Ark Rehabilitation Sanctuary in Locust Grove, Georgia, because they've rescued 1,900 animals of all types. I love the Humane Society of Forsyth because they're a no-kill shelter. But basically what your listeners can do, if they have a nonprofit of a rescue of any sort that deals with any type of animals, they can nominate them for a chance to be featured at my events, the Live Your Legacy Summit events, and so I can help them, because my legacy is to help as many nonprofits that are giving back to animals, children, women, those types of things, is my purpose in life. So if I can help them get the word out about their charity or their nonprofit or their rescue mission for animals, there's no limit to only cats or only dogs or only exotics. I love them all, and I want to help as many as I can.
Now, if somebody was to say to me that there's a Live Your Legacy Summit coming to a town near me, or do you go on the road, or is it online? How does a person support your group so that allows you to support other groups, like pet groups, dogs?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, we do them live now. It was a television show for a year here in the Atlanta area. And then when I won the Emmy, we went and started doing live events, and I've done them in Atlanta and Orlando and St. Petersburg, Florida, and we want to start venturing out in 2014 to other cities. So if your viewers would love to have us come and give recognition and honor and spotlight the nonprofits and charity groups in their area and people that are rescuing and helping animals, then all they need to do is contact me from my website, nominate some key people, you know, get our attention. And if we see a buzz in that city, we want to come to you.
So what am I going to go away with from one of your Live Your Legacy summits? What would you like me to leave the door with, other than a big smile on my face and probably feeling a lot better than when I came in? What else would you like me to leave with?
Oh, that's a great question. What we really do is we, through several speakers from all over the country and honoring people that are living the life of giving back, we want people to find out what their legacy is, find out how they really want to be remembered, what causes are most important to them, and how can they start right now to give back and make a difference, because we never know how long we have to live. So do you want to rescue animals? Well, let's start now. So I introduced them to great charities and nonprofits on the stage that they could possibly get involved with. So you're going to go away with a greater purpose, a greater incentive to say, today's the day to roll up my sleeves and help. Many of them have donated time or money or products and services to the nonprofits they met, like the Humane Society or Noah's Ark, on my stage. I'm pretty much a matchmaker at these events, too. I'm matching up great people that have a desire to make a difference with great charities and nonprofits that would love new supporters. So you're going to make friends, new contacts, business partnerships that have come about. And some of my nonprofits have walked away with $18,000 checks by somebody in the audience falling in love with them and getting their company to sponsor them as a charity and give them a check. So a lot of
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's like I said, it's a matchmaking event for charities and philanthropists and business people all coming together.
Well, I'm not sure if I can join the conversation here, Duane. How you doing?
We're doing fine. I really wanted to find out from Araya exactly what Live Your Legacy Summit has to do with animals, because I'm totally new to that, and she did a very good job of explaining exactly how she has a vested interest in pets, in particular dogs. She's got a soft spot for dogs, and it just shows how she manages to sort of spread that love from her organization to deserving organizations. And if you look on her website, you'll see that actually a heart is part of her logo, Live Your Legacy Summit, and it's quite interesting.
Oh, yeah. People can, like I said, nominate organizations. Like, one of them was Canine Assistance. These are canines that go out and they help people, because, you know, and you guys probably do know this, that petting an animal, a dog, a cat, or any animal, helps you live longer, and they have proven that in some research. So animals are very therapeutic, and I love supporting nonprofits that have therapy dogs. You know, those golden retrievers that went out to Newtown, Connecticut, they were right on the scene with those precious golden retrievers.
Nice.
To just let those children pet a dog. And the de-stressing of that doesn't need to be analyzed or doesn't need a big degree. It's just the love of a pet that will de-stress in time of tragedy is absolutely amazing. And to be able to just help organizations like that get the word out so more people know about them, if they need them in a situation like that, or to help them monetarily in any way they can, because animals have a great service besides being bomb dogs and service dogs or whatever.
Yeah, comfort is a service, especially of those in distress and children in distress. But when you say that about the science behind it, there's so much science behind it, to the point where if you've had a heart attack, you're 8 times more likely to be alive a year later if you own a dog. And that was just astounding, right? Everyone thought, wow, well, it must be because of the exercise. So they decided to do the studies on cat owners, and they found the statistic was the same. 8 times more likely to be alive a year after a heart attack if you own a cat or a dog. So
I have both, so I'm living a long
figure
time.
Figure that one out, you know? And then in England, they've gone so far as to call something, they have this program called Prescription Dogs for the Elderly. And if you're over a certain age, you can apply. You get part of the purchase price free, and you get care subsidized, vet care subsidized, all this kind of stuff. You have a prescription dog. You can't be evicted or kicked out of where you live or told you have to get rid of the dog. And it's because it costs the country less to do that, because you see the doctor so much less. So, we only have 1 minute left, Duane, and I feel like I'm just joining the conversation. Can we come back with Araya after the break? What do you think, Duane?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me. I just wanted to ask her a few other things as well, just to do with how people can help her cause.
Okay, so we'll be back on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb and Duane after the break, talking with Orea about how you can make your legacy matter. We'll talk soon. Stay tuned.
I'm your doggy, and I love you, and you know that I need you too.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 national nutrition awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all 4 paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Welcome back to Smart Animal Talk. This is Dwayne Graham. Boys, Deborah Wolf is going to join us here momentarily. We have Araya McGarry, who is joining us from LiveYourLegacySummit.com. Now, in doing shows with Deborah for the past little while, we have primarily talked with veterinarians, people who are directly involved in the pet industry. And what I have to do right off the top is just ask you, Araya, what is the association of Live Your Legacy Summit .com with pets and pet owners?
Very good question. Well, the association
I just want to find out about you.
I honor people that are giving back to the community, and I call them living legends. And in doing that, I'm a huge animal lover. I won my TV show Emmy for featuring a rescue zoo called Noah's Ark. And I was kissed by bears and hugged by monkeys. And in my summit, I have honored some pet lovers in places like Noah's Ark that rescues animals. And I've honored a 150-pound Great Pyrenees dog that has done over 190 therapy visitations, in just the last 18 months. So I'm a huge animal lover, especially a huge dog lover. A dog saved my life when I was a baby. So my love for animals and helping them and helping to give back to charities that help and rescue them is kind of where that line is drawn right there.
Very interesting. You obviously must have a lot of fans in the pet industry that are very appreciative of you supporting their various causes. Is there anything, I know you mentioned you like dogs and anything, but is there any particular cause that you have a direct association with that might be closest to your heart, let's say?
Well, I love the Noah's Ark Rehabilitation Sanctuary in Locust Grove, Georgia, because they've rescued 1,900 animals of all types. I love the Humane Society of Forsyth because they're a no-kill shelter. But basically what your listeners can do, if they have a nonprofit of a rescue of any sort that deals with any type of animals, they can nominate them for a chance to be featured at my events, the Live Your Legacy Summit events. And so I can help them, because my legacy is to help as many nonprofits that are giving back to animals, children, women, those types of things, is my purpose in life. So if I can help them get the word out about their charity or their nonprofit or their rescue mission for animals, there's no limit to only cats or only dogs or only exotics. I love them all, and I want to help as many as I can.
Now, if somebody was to say to me that there's a Live Your Legacy Summit coming to a town near me. Or do you go on the road, or is it online? How does a person support your group so that allows you to support other groups, like pet groups and dogs?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, we do them live now. It was a television show for a year here in the Atlanta area. And then when I won the Emmy, we went and started doing live events. And I've done them in Atlanta and Orlando and St. Petersburg, Florida. And we want to start venturing out in 2014 to other cities. So if your viewers would love to have us come and give recognition and honor and spotlight the nonprofits and charity groups in their area and people that are rescuing and helping animals, then all they need to do is contact me from my website, nominate some key people, you know, get our attention. And if we see a buzz in that city, we want to come to you.
So what am I going to go away with from one of your Live Your Legacy summits? What would you like me to leave the door with, other than a big smile on my face and probably feeling a lot better than when I came in? What else would you like to do?
Oh, that's a great question. What we really do is we, through several speakers from all over the country and honoring people that are living the life of giving back, we want people to find out what their legacy is, find out how they really want to be remembered, what causes are most important to them, and how can they start right now to give back and make a difference. Because we never know how long we have to live. So do you want to rescue animals? Well, let's start now. So I introduced them to great charities and nonprofits on the stage that they could possibly get involved with. So you're going to go away with a greater purpose, a greater incentive to say, today's the day to roll up my sleeves and help. Many of them have donated time or money or products and services to the nonprofits they met, like the Humane Society or Noah's Ark, on my stage. I'm pretty much a matchmaker at these events, too. I'm matching up great people that have a desire to make a difference with great charities and nonprofits that would love new supporters. So you're going to make friends, new contacts, business partnerships that are come about. And some of my nonprofits have walked away with $18,000 checks by somebody in the audience falling in love with them and getting their company to sponsor them as a charity and give them a check. So a lot
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's like I said, it's a matchmaking event for charities and philanthropists and business people all coming together.
Well, I'm not sure if I can join the conversation here, Duane. How you doing?
We're doing fine. I really wanted to find out from Araya exactly what Live Your Legacy Summit has to do with animals, because I'm totally new to that, and she did a very good job of explaining exactly how she has a vested interest in pets, in particular dogs. She's got a soft spot for dogs, and it just shows how she manages to sort of spread that love from her organization to deserving organizations. And if you look on her website, you'll see that actually a heart is part of her logo, Live Your Legacy Summit. It's quite interesting.
Oh, yeah. People can, like I said, nominate organizations. Like one of them was Canine Assistance. These are canines that go out and they help people because, you know, and you guys probably do know this, that petting an animal, a dog, a cat, or any animal helps you live longer, and they have proven that in some research. So animals are very therapeutic, and I love supporting nonprofits that have therapy dogs. You know, those golden retrievers that went out to Newtown, Connecticut, they were right on the scene with those precious golden retrievers.
Nice.
To just let those children pet a dog. And the de-stressing of that doesn't need to be analyzed or doesn't need a big degree. It's just the love of a pet that will de-stress in time of tragedy is absolutely amazing. And to be able to just help organizations like that get the word out so more people know about them if they need them in a situation like that, or to help them monetarily in any way they can, because animals have a great service besides being bomb dogs and service dogs or whatever.
Yeah, comfort is a service, especially of those in distress and children in distress. But when you say that about the science behind it, there's so much science behind it, to the point where if you've had a heart attack, you're 8 times more likely to be alive a year later if you own a dog. And that was just astounding, right? Everyone thought, wow, well, it must be because of the exercise. So they decided to do the studies on cat owners, and they found the statistic was the same. Eight times more likely to be alive a year after a heart attack if you own a cat or a dog. So
I have both, so I'm living a long time.
Figure that one out, you know? And then in England, they've gone so far as to call something, they have this program called Prescription Dogs for the Elderly. And if you're over a certain age, you can apply. You get part of the purchase price free, and you get care subsidized, vet care subsidized, all this kind of stuff. You have a prescription dog. You can't be evicted or kicked out of where you live or told you have to get rid of the dog. And it's because it costs the country less to do that, because you see the doctor so much less. So, we only have 1 minute left, Duane, and I feel like I'm just joining the conversation. Can we come back with Aurea after the break? What do you think, Duane?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me. I just wanted to ask her a few other things as well, just to do with how people can help her cause.
Okay, so we'll be back on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb and Duane after the break, talking with Aurea about how you can make your legacy matter. We'll talk soon. Stay tuned.
And anytime you're near.
Is your pet eating too fast? Well, we have the healthy solution. IQ is the perfect solution to help your cats and dogs lead a better life. With their new patented design, their bowl will make your dog and cat live a culinary experience by having them eat like nature intended. Having to play with their food not only reduces the chance that they have weight problems, but will also let them enjoy the chase, like they would in nature. Designed by a veterinarian technician, this bowl was acclaimed by veterinarians and behaviorists around the world and won Becker's Best in Show at the Global Pet Expo in 2012. Get one for your cats or dogs today at your local store or online at AIKIOU.com. That's AIKIOU.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb and Duane, and we're talking with Aurea. So, Duane, go ahead. I know you've got some questions for her.
Well, yes, and Aurea has mentioned this early. She really thanks volunteers a lot for helping things out. And, of course, in order for Aurea and her group and her volunteers to do their job, you obviously must need support from vendors and sponsors. So if somebody's listening to this particular broadcast now and says, you know, I like what you're doing, I really would like to help that out and see if I can make some things go for you and contribute however I can. So what would you suggest people do in that case, Aurea?
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for asking. It's very simple. They can go to my website, which is liveyourlegacysummit.com, and they can see the vendor sponsor packages. But if they're not in the same city and they can't come as a vendor or as a sponsor live in person, I do have customized sponsorships for people like, you know, Ford has been one of my sponsors, and some people that are out of town. And there's special ways they can engage with my attendees and be a sponsor without having to actually be there. And it all goes to support the cause and help me spotlight these great people and help these organizations. So all they have to do is go to my website. They can email me for a special package or a special deal. We'd customize everything that you don't see on the website. So they can come to me with wanting to help a little or help a lot, and we can customize it.
I'm kind of wondering, how many pets have you got, Aurea? You said you're going to live a long time. How many pets have you got? Is it a zoo at your house?
Well, it needs to be bigger. My two Goldens passed away last year, and that was so sad. But we got a Great Pyrenees puppy last year who I adore. I have a 10-year-old cat, or 13-year-old cat now, a 10-year-old Yorkie, a parakeet. I used to have a kangaroo, and so
a kangaroo.
We used to have Adama's kangaroo, those miniature kangaroos.
Oh, my gosh. In Hershey, Pennsylvania. I mean, you're not calling from Sydney, Australia. Why on earth?
No, like, she's in Atlanta.
I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, you're in Atlanta. Atlanta? Why would you have? How did that come about? How did you find yourself in this relationship with a kangaroo? That's an odd one.
Well, it's so funny. My love is animals. And when I married my Prince Charming, who was my second husband, on our first anniversary, I've always wanted a pink Malukan cockatoo. So we went to this breeder, and I lived in Florida, and we went to look at his cockatoos, because in Florida there's breeders everywhere, and they have all these animals in their backyards. It's hysterical. There's no rules in Florida. People have cougars and tigers in their backyard. It's crazy. Yeah. So we went to this breeder to look at the cockatoos, and in his backyard he had lemurs and he had deers, and come jumping out of his house was this adorable kangaroo. And he said, I'm getting in some miniature ones. They only get 15 pounds, and I'll have them like within a week or two. Do you want one? So I switched from getting a cockatoo to getting a one-pound baby kangaroo for my first anniversary.
Oh, you know, I do.
You know, some women want diamonds. I want animals.
I do know about those little zoos in Florida and the little places. And in fact, I've worked at one once where one of my jobs was to take this mountain lion, Charlie, for a walk and play fetch with him in the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
A surreal experience walking down the street with a cougar on a leash, and it's like 6 o'clock in the morning because you don't want to freak people out. You go really early.
Right.
And people just like, they do this double take. Like, did I really see that woman walking a lion? Yes, you did.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Oh, that's great. That's great. So I'm a little low on animals right now. I need to go get a couple of more.
Well, yeah, the Great Pyrenees, though. I mean, what do you do? Do you have a mop for the ceiling? Like, that's a lot of drool being shaken about.
He doesn't drool. Believe it or not, he is not a drooler. I know most are, but so far he has not started drooling yet. He's a year and a half, and he's only a little less than 100 pounds and not drooling at all.
Oh, it's coming. I can see your future, and it's a wet future. It's coming. Now, maybe he
I don't mind. I love Great Pyrenees. They're like gentle giants, and he's such a protector, and any room I'm in, he's there, and he just lays right in front of me like a guard, and he's just such a mama boy and a lap dog.
Do you know what their job was? Their real job, besides loving you? I mean, their real job? Do you know?
I thought they were guard dogs for pastures.
It's animals. All about the bears. They're strong enough, powerful enough to keep away bears in the Pyrenees Mountains.
Wow.
That's no lap dog you got there.
He's a big one. He doesn't know it yet, then.
He doesn't know that. Yeah, no, he doesn't know that at all.
Very good. No, it's an excellent dog. But a lot of hair, too, for the South. He must be hot.
Yeah, well, he stays in air conditioning.
Of course. Yes.
Of course. He's great. You know, I used to have a Kuvas. And those were the ones that were killing the German soldiers, because when they came to attack the families, those dogs would go for the soldiers' throats. And so Hitler tried to get all of the Kuvasses exterminated, so they had to escape, you know, and smuggle the Kuvasses out of the country because they were protecting their families so fervently from the soldiers.
Oh, very cool story.
Yeah, the Kuvasses
like
and Great Pyrenees are like cousins.
The dogs they have in Afghanistan. They have dogs like that in Afghanistan that are trying to go after terrorists. And the terrorists are more afraid of the dogs than they are of the soldiers. And they will intentionally target the animals.
Yeah.
Above the soldiers.
Well, the Kuvas is a beautiful dog. It's white and it's very dramatic looking, but it's also very stubborn to train. But yeah, these dogs in the line of fire, I feel so bad for them. I feel so bad for them. There was a story in the news, though, that was kind of funny. You know how there's certain states like Washington that have now decriminalized marijuana? There's a couple of states. Well, the dogs have to go back for retraining because they're wasting everybody's time pointing out pot. So go back.
Send them to a different state.
Yeah, really.
They get exported.
No, they're retraining them all. But it's so funny. They've got, like, these eyes, really funny to watch. It's very funny. I never would have thought.
Oh, that is funny.
The dog's probably
smart. They can be retrained.
Make up your mind. No, the dog's probably shaking his head like, you humans.
Really?
Yeah. Give me a job and let me do it. Just don't change the rules in the middle
of it. You know, whatever. What do you want me to find? I'll find whatever it is. Just give me that
Isn't
ball.
Isn't that cool, though, the service that dogs do for us? I mean, from finding you know, from rescuing, finding dead bodies in rubble to finding live bodies in rubbles, and some can sniff out cancer, and some can tell if you're going to have a seizure. I mean, God really did an amazing day when he created dogs. I just think they just do so much for us. They're such a companion and such a service. It's just amazing.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left, Duane. Do you want to finish up for me here?
Well, no, I really did find a whole lot about Live Your Legacy Summit, and you should be very proud of the work that you do. You've obviously put a lot of thought and a lot of heart into making sure that, that this particular project of yours continues to grow and flourish, and with help from some well-minded and similar-thinking people, it will.
Oh, thank you so much. And as a matter of fact, my next summit is in Atlanta, and it's on September 9th. So people can check it out, and if they are in the area or know people or want to be involved, they can log on and contact me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, everyone. Well, stay tuned. We're going to talk about why you should not jump into the water when you think your dog is lost in a current, and talk about that a little bit. And maybe some other news items with Duane and me as we come back on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. We'll be talking to Karen from Pet of the Day, Dog of the Day, Cat of the Day as well. But I do want to give out just a quick warning. Anybody hiking the Grouse Grind in North Vancouver, there's somebody putting hooks and traps and poison and meat out there, and they got a Wheaton who's okay. But just watch yourself. Keep your dog on a leash at the Grouse Grind, please. And make sure they're not eating anything. Okay, everybody, stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Deb and Duane.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that
you know
I need you.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now, introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeTowLeash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has, or you suspect they might have, an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests. Ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
Welcome to All Paws Pet Talk Ask the Vets. Now today it's a special show because I have a veterinarian with us. And later we'll be joined by a behaviorist instead of a second vet. So Dr. Kathy Alanovi, say hi, Dr. Kathy.
Hi, everybody.
We'll handle all the veterinary questions without any, you know, arguments from another side today. And we have today our first guest is someone by the name of Anthony.
whose products, I know he does sliders for dogs and other sort of dog things dogs eat, treats and foods for dogs. Welcome, Anthony.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on. You know,
Thank you.
Dr. Kathy and I were talking before the show, and she said sliders just like White Castle does? I don't think they're quite like it.
No, the ingredients look much better, thank goodness.
Yes. You know what? We get that once in a while. Like, really? Are you trying to, like, fast foodize the healthy pet business? And the answer is no. We're trying to have some fun because, honestly, after 22 years in holistic pet nutrition, I think some of us have gotten a little too serious and full of ourselves. So I said, let's do something that's a really fun product, but that's still supremely healthy and kind of try to connect the dots between having a good time with your animal and also feeding in the healthiest way that we can.
Yeah. Do you want to describe now, Dr. Kathy and I have the ingredients and everything in front of us, but do you want to describe them for our radio listeners?
I would love that opportunity. Thanks. The Sliders brand under our company is called Clear Conscience Pet. So if you're looking for us online, that's where to find us, Conscience. And Sliders is our brand of tender meat treats. And it was a response really to a question in my mind as a nutritionist. How can we take this moist treat category, which is just horrifying with the glycols and the heavy-duty chemicals that are used, there's tons of glycerin used in these products, and kind of start with a blank sheet of paper and make a tender treat that is real food. And it took us more money than I want to tell you and a lot of time, but we really feel as if we've like created a whole new category of moist treats, and the sliders are it's not a jerky. It doesn't have that stringy, tough texture. It's genuinely a tender, ready-to-eat meat treat, as you can see from the ingredient list, with no chemical preservatives, just a little bit of celery powder and sea salt. And the technique is all what it's about, the manufacturing methodology and the packaging. And it's an artisan-level product, and I eat it myself to prove to people that it's just beyond anything else that's out there. So you can see me doing that on YouTube if you ever have really no entertainment whatsoever available besides that. And it's just a terrific product. And what's great about it is just the dogs, the pickiest dogs to the dogs that'll eat anything. They just gobble these babies up. It's just a really great product. And I'm proud that we've been able to put this product in a package and get it out on the market because it has been a real challenge.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I know I am a human with food allergies, and so I always read ingredients for things, and reading the ingredient labels on some of the pet treats is pretty darn horrifying. And I was glad when I read...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's frightening, actually.
It really is, and your list is all things that I recognize, which is, you know, I always say the simplest ingredient list is better, whether you're dealing with a pet or dealing with a person, because a lot of pets can have sensitivities to different things as well.
And then they can have the sensitivities to the same things. Yeah, to the same things as a pet. And I love what you've got there in your list. Because, okay, I always harp on that. Why is there sugar in this treat three times? So they call it sugar. Then they call it dextrose. Then they call it, one of the glycols or sorbitol or something. It's like, that's sugar and sugar. And I always say to people, I'd never give that much to my daughter. Why would I give it to my dog? So I think that's fabulous that you found an alternative for doing that.
Well, thank you for reading the ingredients and understanding that. And one of the key things that you'll see on our package, and I have it on the front and the back, is refrigerate after opening. And that's your signal right there. It's the only, and you know, I could always stand corrected, but a pretty good idea what's out on the market as a student of our industry. And it's the only treat of its kind that does say refrigerate after opening because we didn't put all those garbage chemicals in there. And people understand that a moist, natural meat product, yes, it can be sealed in an air-free environment, but once it's opened, if you were buying that for people food, you'd be putting that in the fridge, and that's what we asked the consumer to do with this. So there's your signal right there. This is real food. It's also totally grain-free, totally gluten-free, and again, that glycerin. The glycerin is a real bugaboo because I have a personal kind of a vendetta, I guess, against it. That's a strong word, but natural product companies are using glycerin and calling the product natural because it's derived from so-called from vegetable material, but it's actually a byproduct of the manufacturing of soaps or ethanol. And to make it work, to keep a moist treat from getting moldy, you have to use 15 to 20% in pre-cooked volume. That means when the treat's done, you're going to have 30% or more of glycerin that you're giving your animal, and it's not a food. So it's just crazy. I don't understand why we've, you know, that people get away with this for so long, but, you know, we're kind of, you know, doing our thing to correct that by putting out a product that's truly wholesome.
That's right. Now, are your products available just on your website, or can you get them in stores? Or why don't you give us your website again?
That's great. I really appreciate that. It's Clear Conscience, C-O-N, the word science, consciencepet.com, clearconsciencepet.com. And then you just go to products, and you see sliders and super gravy and our other cool stuff. We sell through independent retail stores. We're growing every day and adding stores. Also through our own website for the convenience of our customers and a couple of other really good web retailers. Petflow.com is one of the ones that does a good job with our line, and Amazon does carry our products as well. So, you know, we're getting more available all the time, but the most important thing is that people know that there's never any chance that you won't be able to get our products, because you can always get them direct from us.
Right. So if someone orders your product and tries it and likes it, could they, if they had a pet supply store they contact, could they suggest your site to that store and maybe, you know, get other people in their area interested in your pet, in your product?
I mean, that'd be terrific. I mean, we're really huge supporters. I've been in the industry for 20 years plus, so I'm dating myself here. Clear Conscience Pet is only a three-year-old company, but during my career, I've worked with thousands of independent retailers, and that's our main focus, is family-owned independent retail stores, you know, whether it be a one-store operation or four, five stores, like some of the great family companies out there that we work with. We really believe in the independent business, and as a family-owned company with no, you know, we're not some hidden corporate company that I, you know, that I'm like flacking for here. This is a real family-owned
right.
company.
And, Anthony, so we are out of
people
time.
People helping
for
this us segment. By going to stores is great.
Okay, we are out of time for this segment, folks. We will be right back with more All Paws Pet Talk, Ask the Vets, and the Behaviorists this week.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Your pet may be sick and not even know it. Your pet may appear healthy, but a vast majority of healthy-looking pets are actually infected with parasites and other infections that do not manifest themselves until they overwhelm the pet and the pet finally appears sick. Sometimes, by then, it is too late. To find out more about how you can help your pet to stay healthy, then go to www.quantumvetcare.com. That's www.quantumvetcare.com, www.quantumvetcare.com.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
Welcome back to Ask the Vets here on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And this is a special week because we have our veterinarian, Dr. Kathy.
And hi, everybody.
And we have our behaviorist, Janice, who is new to my show. Welcome so much, Janice.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, do you want to tell people a little bit about yourself and how I just said you're a behaviorist, but, you know, what animals you work with and a little bit of your story?
Sure. I've been like one of many people who, since they were kids, their first word was puppy or pony or kitty or snake or whatever it was. And we've all been these pet lovers. And I've been breeding Rhodesian Ridgebacks, champion, grand champion show dogs for 27 years. I've lived in a pack of Ridgebacks, which is now somewhere in the around 30. I've written a number of books about not what I learned in at Columbia University and not what I learned from books per se, but really from observing animals. So I'm a behaviorist because I don't use cookies or treats. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I do it the way another dog would correct, and teaching dogs kind of the way nature does it versus, you know, bringing our human world into it. I've also had, since I was in my teens, I've owned horses and bred and rescued and trained horses and bred and rescued and trained service dogs for children with autism and other special needs, which is actually where I am today in at a special needs school that we're putting in some in-school facility dogs in to work with the children. So I have several areas of expertise. I was also a rabbit breeder and rabbit judge as a kid. So I can answer bunny questions, dog questions, horse questions, and cats are really cute, and I'll leave them to people who know a little bit more than I do about kitties.
Well, you know, let's launch right into our questions here. And the first one is actually a behavior question, so we're glad to have you here today, Janice. Kaylee in Oregon wonders, what are some of the best things you can do when you have a small dog who I know personally is a rescue pup of indeterminate breed that lurches and barks at other dogs while on a leash?
Well, it's the same behavior regardless of whether the dog is an 18-ounce chihuahua, yes, I've seen them, or, you know, a 200-pound dog. A dog is a dog. It's kind of like saying is a baby that's a boy the same as an 80-year-old man? Well, no, but they are both male. They have the same characteristics. The behavior of lunging is normally, especially with little dogs, a protection of the person who's at the other end of the leash. Sometimes the dogs can be aggressive, but more times than not, it's that the leash is too long. It's maybe a flexi lead or a rope that's kind of too long for the dog, where the dog can actually get out ahead. Kind of like if you watch TV when some of these the trash talk shows during the day that are on TV, and the one guy holds the other guy back and he goes, "Let me go, let me at him, let me at him." And then as soon as the potential danger comes towards that dog, the dog goes, "Uh-oh, wait a minute, I'm behind you." So a lot of times that actually emanates from fear, not from dominance, especially with little dogs, because if a little dog jumps up on us or barks, we kind of say, "Oh, honey, it's okay, I'll protect you," and we reward it and perhaps pet it and comfort it and coddle it. And, you know, if a 200-pound dog or even a good 50-pound dog barks or lunges that same action, the people will try more likely to do something and say, hey, you know, to the dog in dog language, "Hey, stop, knock it off," because it's like almost like it's not okay if a big dog does it, but it's okay if a little dog does it. And what I have to say is it's not okay. The behavior's not okay. If it's not okay to smoke in your house, it's not okay for the President of the United States to smoke in your house, and it's not okay for your best friend to smoke in your house. There is no smoking allowed in the house, and that's just a rule. So dogs are not allowed to lunge, bark, growl, snap, or be afraid, because if I'm protecting them and taking care of them and providing for what their needs are and taking care of them, I'm going to take care of that for them. So that dog who's lunging in front of the leash, in front of the owner, I would take the dog, shorten the leash considerably. Don't hang the dog up. Keep it soft and gentle. Gently place your arm behind you with the dog so that you are between where the dog is and where the potential danger is. This way the dog sees you as intervening and protecting him and doing that job, and then he doesn't need to do the job anymore.
Well, you know, hopefully I will, not only will I let Kaylee know this, Kaylee has three daughters and they all love the dog and will walk the dog. So this is something, another thing is we're going to have to get the whole family in on this.
Absolutely.
And stress to them, particularly one of the younger girls, that this is important that we do this. This is not cute. So, you know, everybody needs to be on board with the training. Now, I had another question, but it's more a question for you, Dr. Kathy. What is the best holistic food for my lab pit mix? I was thinking about Blue, but I read that you should ask a vet to see what's best.
Ha, ha, ha. How much time do we have?
We only have 3 minutes, so.
Okay. I'll talk fast. I'll be. So,
dry food. I know this is a 3-hour question.
It is. It is. Dry food in general is dry. And, all right, I don't like slamming anybody in public, but I am not a fan of Blue Buffalo, as the product is properly called. My patients don't look good on it. Their label looks great, but for some reason my patients shed, their coats are dull, and that to me says that there's something not right for them in the food. The Blue Buffalo is incredibly well marketed. So what ends up working out well? I do really spend an awful lot of time talking to people about putting people food in the dish, if not being the entire dish, then part of what's in there. Certainly by top dressing with some meat and vegetables, that will help. The problem is there are a whole lot of great foods, but they're really hard to find. And if you're shopping at one of the pet superstores, you're not going to find them. What you're finding there are 4,000 foods that look identical to everything else, and you have to look for a pretty picture and see if you can find a good food. So where do you find good food? Do you go to the specialty gourmet boutique places? And depending on where you are in the country is where you have access to what food. So there's not just one, and I'm sure that there are some foods on the East Coast that I'm not familiar with, and I know there's ones in Indiana and the Midwest that people in California haven't heard about. So it can be somewhat individual, but you want it to be real. The less processing, the better. If you don't have time to cook, then go get some specialty gourmet food. And yes, it costs more, but your dog deserves it. And then you're.
And I know one of the things you want to look for is real ingredients. So that, you know, it shouldn't be anything you don't recognize as the first ingredient.
Well, and how about the first 15 ingredients? Because what does dried egg product mean? Dried egg product, those are those rotten, cracked eggs that are unacceptable for humans. I don't want that in my dog's food. That's a rotten egg.
Right, and so, though the dog might love to roll in it on the lawn, it's really not something they should ingest. You know?
Exactly. It's a hair tonic. It's not an intestinal soothing thing.
You know, right. We are out of time for this segment, and I knew that was a 3-hour, but we only have an hour to do the show, Dr. Kathy. So we will be right back with more All Paws Pet Talk, Ask the Vet and the Behaviorist.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Do
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Is your pet eating too fast? Well, we have the healthy solution. IQ is the perfect solution to help your cats and dogs lead a better life. With their new patented design, their bowl will make your dog and cat live a culinary experience by having them eat like nature intended. Having to play with their food not only reduces the chance that they have weight problems, but will also let them enjoy the chase, like they would in nature. Designed by a veterinarian technician, this bowl was acclaimed by veterinarians and behaviorists around the world and won Becker's Best in Show at the Global Pet Expo in 2012. Get one for your cats or dogs today at your local store or online at AIKIOU.com. That's AIKIOU.com.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk, Ask the Vet, and this week, Ask the Behaviorist. Now, my next question is a behavior question, and I know that, Janice, you've dealt with cats, but they're not particularly your expertise. You've only dealt with hundreds, not thousands. So I'm going to open this up to both of you. Why does my cat love to chew up cardboard or any other paper product? He did this when he was a kitten, and he'll still do it. He's 3 years old now. He's a healthy cat, has plenty to eat. It's not a hunger thing. Why would a cat do this?
Can I grab the beginning and you can end that one? People always say it's not nutrition, and I'm also a nutritional lunatic, and I have the foods that I use for my dogs. You have to understand dogs and cats are very different, but the same reason dogs who are on high-quality food love to still eat bugs and cat poop, I believe that the animals, on top of receiving the best nutrition possible with, which I am totally on board with nutrition because as a behaviorist, very often I see dogs or even cats who are on foods that contain things like wheat, which God knows in nature a carnivore is not going to be grazing in a cornfield trying to find the ear of corn or wheat, but will rather find the mouse, rabbit, chipmunk, bird who happens to be eating that. Cats and dogs are carnivores. So one of the things I know with cats, because I do have a 50 feral cat colony I rescued after Hurricane Sandy, I'm becoming an expert pretty quickly, is there are three reasons for everything. Nutritional, behavioral, or the things we don't know. The things we don't know could be including some dogs and cats will scratch at things to whittle down their nails. People will think they're chewing on their paws when they're really trying to cut their nails down. Sometimes there is something in that, even though they're eating quantity-wise enough, it's not the quality of what they need. And I'm so grateful that this wonderful veterinarian who I'm sharing this hour with is so focused on food, because I think that's so understated and underrated. And most veterinarians, as talented and as wonderful as most veterinarians are lacking in the nutritional knowledge, which you obviously have, and I'm so happy about that. People give their dogs and their cats foods that look pretty. And I always tell people, the prettier the outside of the bag, the cheaper what's on the inside of the bag. So as far as that, I would still look, even though when people say they have enough to eat, you can eat pasta all day long and be unhealthy. You can eat protein and the good combination of things you need, and you can be healthy.
So I'm going to leave that there, and I'm going to digress and allow.
Look, you've got to learn the cardboard cat conundrum.
Absolutely, those multicolored cat foods. Wow. One other thought. So you listed three things, and then so let's go to the other category and something. Here's this. My daughter is learning all sorts of things. She's nine, and one of them is chewing gum. And she knows if she's near me and I hear she's gone, there will be no more gum in her mouth, or always smacking the back of her head, making it fly out. But what's interesting is that humans chew gum because it actually releases beta endorphins. So, and especially those people who chew it, like, really physically with lots of smacking and stuff. How do we know that this kitty isn't doing that? How do we know that this kitty isn't doing that chewing to release his own beta endorphins? And so humans do it. Horses do it when they crib. Dogs do it when they lick the floor or the carpet. And what they're all telling us is, yeah, sure, I have a full belly, but something doesn't feel right, and I have tummy pain. So maybe this kitty just has fun and likes to play, but maybe this kitty has tummy upset, going back to the multicolored food, or any number of things. There could have been some underlying health issues from the very beginning. I don't know. It's a good question, but it certainly makes you scratch your head and wonder why, and I love your list of three.
Well, here's another question from Tracy in California. I didn't feed Alani or Blaze, who are her three-year-old rescue kitties, any kind of canned food. I can't do that, or it causes them to have diarrhea. They had Giardia as kittens before she adopted them. Now, could this have done something to their internal organs or something? They currently get Marek's before grain salmon flavor and the chicken flavor without any problems. I also give them chicken broth at night. If they eat grain-free dry food that's too high in protein, this also causes them to have loose stools or diarrhea. Now, any reason that canned food in particular would cause issues for these kitties, and could the Giardia have done damage to their intestinal tract?
The Giardia could have, and that's, again, a chicken and the egg, is why do some kittens get exposed to Giardia and don't have problems and other ones have problems? So maybe the kitties have some weakness in their immune system. You know, she adopted them. We don't know what happened with these little rescue kitties. Maybe mama didn't have good nutrition. 60 to 80% of our immune systems in our intestinal tract. Perhaps these kitties have a food allergy. Perhaps they have damage from the Giardia. Maybe their immune system didn't develop well. They might have what's called leaky gut, which is inflammation in the intestines, so that what you're supposed to absorb doesn't come in, and what you shouldn't does, and it perpetuates the whole inflammation. It's interesting these kitties can do chicken broth, because that's real food. And isn't the idea with the canned food to be real food? So I wonder about the ingredients in the canned food. What if Tracy started her kitties with chicken? Because if they can handle the chicken Marek's or the salmon Marek's, then how about salmon? And how do we do with individual meats before we go to canned, because canned then has all this other foo-foo stuff, so that meets AFCO standards for balance and all that. I think there's hope for the kitties, but I think that she just needs to go slowly and might need to do a little, maybe an intestinal detox or a cleanse or not sure.
And as a human with food allergies, I know how painstaking and boring it can be to do what we call the elimination diet, which is start with one thing, you know, start with chicken before you add rice or potatoes or salt or carrots or celery, or, you know, just start with one thing and go from there and see how your gut reacts. But it's actually the only way you can really do it if you're trying to catch some intolerance or food allergy.
Yes, and you're right. It takes weeks
weeks, and it's a week on one food. And then you add one thing for a week. And, yes, that's slow and it's boring, but it's a great way to pinpoint what's the problem.
And as a, you know, I feel kind of fortunate because we're dealing with food allergies in pets more often. And, you know, I've dealt with this so much as a human being that it gives me a little insight, because if I eat something I'm allergic to, then I'm not going to want to eat. I have no desire to eat for the next day and a half. And then I'm going to be leery of anything I put in my mouth. So, you know, it's a whole psychological thing, as well as, you know, when your food bites you, it kind of gets scary and makes eating difficult.
It does. And then as the pet parent, you're like, wow, and you have to pay the consequences. Clean up loose poop.
That's right.
You know, it's funny that you were saying, because I've noticed that a lot of dogs, especially rescue dogs or dogs from or cats from very large litters, probably because they got either inadequate or no colostrum from mama the first 12 to 24 hours of their lives, until their little pores in their bellies closed up and couldn't absorb it anymore, that a lot of the dogs and kitties, like I said, in this feral cat colony I've kind of adopted, that the larger and the worse nutrition provided for them in the first few weeks, and especially that first 24 to 48 hours, this is just what my things through years of doing this, is that the dogs that come and the cats who come from 3, 4, 5 usually are pretty healthy. And when you get into those litters of 10, 12, 14, for some reason they seem to get higher, like demodectic mange, and higher ratios of allergies and weird things. So, you know, there's so many things going on in development that we don't know what maybe these kitties had, like you said, some truly poor nutrition when they were very little, or not enough, or mama wasn't there and somebody nursed them with, you know, with a canned corn syrup-based formula, which I've never seen a puppy eat a corn stalk, but it's okay. Apparently, if it's in a pretty colored, you know, box, it's okay.
You know, okay. I will say my first dog would walk through the field and pick an ear of corn to chew on. I will admit that. She was a German Shepherd, Doberman mix, so she was tall enough to reach them when they were, you know, nice and bright. You know, we are out of time for this segment, ladies. We'll be right back with more All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.